Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, which for some bizarre reason is recorded on Thursday. So if I've missed your comment, I left a comment, he hasn't mentioned it, that's because it's Thursday, which means if you're listening to the podcast, yes, this is a podcast, there's a link, you can hear it nice and early. That's lovely, isn't it? You know, that means get the podcast, get it well done, get it out of the way, the whole weekend's your own. Fantastic. Obviously, the big news this week, or the big news last week, was the birth of baby Eli. Oh, by the way, incidentally, yeah, before I digress, is the reason why this is recording on a Thursday is because I've accidentally had the day off. I didn't plan to have the day off. I was tipping in Dunstable early in the morning, and then I thought, right, well, I'm around the corner from my house, so I may as well go home. And then I thought I'd try an experiment. Have you ever thought, would it be wiser, rather than doing these jobs where I pick up going from Dunstable and I'm going to Stoke and then I'm going to Nottingham and then I'm going home, what if you just hung around and waited for the little jobs? Dunstable to Leighton Buzzard. I'll do that. Then I'll wait a couple of hours. Milton Keynes to Hemel Hempstead. Wait, hour or so. Watford through to Dunstable and home. Decent money, kicking around, no diesel, epic fail. There will be a video, I don't know exactly what happened, but yeah, that's the reason why I'm around. And also because tomorrow is a special day. Tomorrow is my birthday. The 24th of October, I will be 56 years old. I know that you're supposed to, when you get older, you're supposed to turn around and go, it's my birthday. We won't mention that. You know, I'm old, I'm past it. No, I want the lot. I'll have cake, I'll have trifle, candles, bouncy castle in the garden, bring the whole lot on. Baby Eli, bang, jump around. Yeah, fantastic. Well, no, it's not really. It just kind of came this way. But yeah, like I say, the big news this week is not my birthday, it's the birth of child. Getting to know the guy, he's absolutely lovely. I'm not going to go on because there's nothing more boring than other people's children. But there is one thing more boring than other people's children. That's slideshow, holiday, now this contemporary reference to the 18 and 24-year-olds here, when you used to have to watch slideshows of holiday photos of people you didn't know. We've been to Malta. This is Clive and Susan. This is Clive and Susan at the ice cream van. This is Clive and Susan at the ruins. I've never met Clive and Susan. I have no interest in these people. Why are you showing me these photos? Right, but on the subject of baby Eli, Shane Hardy says, congratulations to the daughter and son-in-law. Welcome to the world, little man, granddad. Granddad Pete the Trucker. Yeah, granddad Pete the Trucker. I love granddad. It's like dad, but it's even better because it's grand. Grand is good. You know, grand opera, grand Torino is better. It's better than Torino. It's grand. What is even better is my father-in-law. He's great-granddad. Not only is he grand, but he's great as well, which is also good. Alexander the Great War, or maybe not all great. Oh, by the way, Shane, give me a bell if you want to. Don't if you don't. No pressure. You know. Joss Fags says, nothing better than the baby news. Congratulations. Cheers, Joss. Godzillas says, excellent news on the saucepan lid. Yeah, I should actually start referring to him as a saucepan. I haven't got a name for him yet. I've tried little various ones that don't work. My daughter decided to call her kid Xander. Xander's a fish. He said she had no idea. She has her mother's brains. I like that. I presume her mother doesn't listen to the podcast, otherwise you're going out now, or listen to the video, so you know. And on the subject of this, Nick the Urban Trucker, fair play to him, he's now Solo Nick, he's got the D&D channel out there, Solo Nick, check him out, says, congratulations Molly and Dave, and well done for being able to calm Lisa down. She was, understandably, in a bit of a panic, like, hello baby Eli Berry, because that's his name, Eli, it's Elias Berry, also he's Eli Berry, or Eli Berry. So my grandson is now a pile of virtual books. I hope he likes reading. That was Nick's line, actually. But well, yeah, I thought, you know, you think, how did we not spot that? You called your kid a library. He's going to get grief at school, isn't he? Yeah, I've had worse nicknames, in fairness. We won't go into that. Right. This week's fuel prices, obviously, I haven't done yet. So what we'll do is we'll do the link down below. If you have your fuel prices, please put them in the comments and I can put them in and everybody can see what everyone's getting. But it's Thursday, so I've got no chance of getting the emails. If you want to know the fuel prices from last week, they were on last week's video because I've done that one live. So there you go. We're still getting the hang of that one. But this week's fuel prices, as always, will be down in the description. And if everyone else can give me their fuel prices, and I'll put them in the description too. And or I'll figure it out, you know, maybe, or maybe I won't, you know, that kind of thing. Question of the week. Now, that's another interesting one. The fact that the insurance people are going to chuck me a load of T-shirts. Very kind of them. They're very nice. They're supporting the channel, sort of. And incidentally, if you want insurance, I'm not even going to go there because I'm just like, seems to be plugging everybody. This is the next video, isn't it? But they said, so we come up with the idea, or I come up with the idea. I said, well, if everyone gets a question of the week, we'll bung them a T-shirt. Why you'd want a T-shirt? I don't know. Paint the house in it. But then how do you get their address? So this one for the wise guys, really. If someone got on Question of the Week, and I go, oh, well done, you've got a Question of the Week. You're entitled to a free T-shirt, a free Hy-Vis or mug or bananas or something like that. How would you go about getting someone's address through? I mean, that company said they'll post the T-shirts out. But I don't quite know how you get the address. So anyone who understands any of this stuff, let me know, because I don't. Which kind of brings me through to the big video this week, which I've got to be honest with you. Once again, not exactly the most popular guy in the world. Happens sometimes. You know, not everyone loves me. Especially me. Actually, no, I quite like me. I don't love me. I think I'm all right. So I've done the video on the factoring company. And I kind of think that the video did actually say what I wanted to say. But as always, it's an open platform. So this is what you guys had to say. So user IT says, how much are you really making from this? He says, 1K a week for working like an absolute dog, rather stay in the cabs, mate. All right. I would say it's 1K a week, but it's one. I might be making more. I don't know if I am. But you've got to bear in mind, that's 52 weeks of the year. So some weeks I'm going to have off. You know, for holiday, you're not working. I had a day off today. Doesn't normally happen. It did. And also, I don't work evenings. I don't work weekends. And in a nice possible way, if you're bringing home £1,000 a week driving a cab, and you're not working evenings, you're not working weekends, you've got your family time, stay in the cab. Don't get in a truck. If you're doing it, stay in a cab. You do you. Well done, you. My hat goes off to you. Fantastic. Well done. I've got a mate who's a London cabbie. He's kind of doing Friday nights, Saturday nights. He won't work past about 11 o'clock because he don't want the drunks. And he's kind of doing same-ish money as me, maybe a little bit less. So if you're doing it, brilliant. Crack on, son. This one, mate. Right, Double Mode said, unsubscribing. He said, you're becoming a joke. You got your 10,000 subscribers, now you're selling subscribers to factoring companies. There's never been a win-win for anyone in this game with money. Someone going to take a big hit. And obviously not going to be you or the factoring company for sure. People save your money, then start. Okay, I did actually reply to this one. I actually replied to it, and I kind of went, look, I totally agree with you. And I also, by Cush said, modern loan sharks, they train you to work for less. Gil Homewarton said, the best way is simply don't start, save money and then do it. Yeah. So on that one briefly. Firstly, as I'm unsubscribing, I kind of went, to be honest with you, mate, it's an absolute mystery why anyone ever subscribed in the first place. I still can't work it out. But apparently it happens. So there you go.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This will save your money. And here it comes. Oh, that it were so simple. So, right, you want to start as a truck driver. Now, you've got to bear in mind that I did have a company and everything went horribly wrong, and then I had to go to work for a man. So, right, I want to get restarted on my own again. Now, I need the money to the startup costs. Now, in an ideal world, you would save it. So that would be like, well, okay, so I just need enough money to run for, let's say, 2 months. Some invoices might be 30 days end of the month, some might be 30 days, some might be 45 days end of the month. So some of them you're going to be waiting 10 weeks for. My diesel bill alone running that truck is £500 a week. Now, if I've got away 10 weeks before the first set of money comes in, that's £5,000. And that's just the diesel. That's not inspection, wear and tear, transport manager, parking, all the fines and all the sort of toll roads you may have to pay, snap parking if you're going to tramp overnight. And that's before you paid your gas bill, electric bill, mortgage, any credit cards you've got to pay. So what would that say? Okay, to get started, I just need about £30,000. So that's what I need to do. I just need to sit down and save £30,000 whilst running a full house and whilst, you know, sort of putting food on the table and doing the whole thing. So how long is that going to take? And it's a bit like going, oh, I'm in the car showroom. I really like that family saloon over there. You know, the one with the leather interior and the alloy wheels? Let me just transfer you £34,000 out of my savings account. I like that house at the end of the cul-de-sac. You know, the three-bedroom house with a double garage and the office in the back garden that's a shed. Lovely. Let me just transfer you £375,000 out of my savings account. Yeah, wouldn't that be lovely? Am I living in a different universe here? You know, it's like, yes, it would be wise. But then what happens is, and do you know what? And I will say, anybody, if you can do it, don't use a factoring company. And I said, don't use it. I said in the video that the advantage of this factoring company is you don't have to factor all of your invoices. You can choose the people that you work with. This is why I think it's a cut and above anybody else. Now, if you can, don't use a factoring company. If you can actually, if you can get by, but there are things you've got to consider. I mean, you can borrow, you can do the Richard Branson, just borrow 50 quid off everyone you know. Borrow 100, but that was back in the day, might be borrow £200 off everyone you know. But you know what happens then? You're sitting in a pub with your mates and you're thinking, they're all drinking and chatting, and you're thinking, I owe him 200 quid. I owe him 200 quid. I owe him 200 quid. And they're thinking it too. No, mate, yeah, I still owe you that money. Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Pay me back whenever. It's always the back of your mind. It's horrible. I bought it off my in-laws. I bought it off my mate. I bought it off my other mate. It's horrible. Whereas if you borrow it from a company, it's cold. And don't get me wrong, the way to the factoring company, I am a nice little earner. And to me, they are a necessary evil. The key word in that sentence is necessary. I could not have got started without this factoring company. I'd still be working for, I'd be working for OH Logistics now, because Transport IT turned into OH Logistics. I'd still be there. I can't raise £30,000. I needed to borrow the money. And I found, and also, incidentally, after running and slowly, but working as hard as I could, I've managed to get enough non-factoring invoices in, because remember, you only have to factor some of the invoices that I've actually turned. They give me a yearly review, and I said, in the nicest possible way, guys, they said, you haven't factored many invoices for the last 2 months. Have you been on holiday or something? I went, no. I said, the thing is, at the beginning, I had to factor the invoices. I had to pick the jobs with the invoices that I could factor because I needed the dough. And slowly but surely, I've weaned myself off, and now I'm leaving. I've got an exit clause. Within 18 months, I'm still stuck with them for another 6 months because you have to give them notice. So they'll be taking fees off me for the next 6 months. But do I like it? No. Is there another way around it? No, you could get a loan. But if you get a loan, then you've got the loan for 5 years. Well, if you don't need it for 5 years, you can get business support credit cards. You borrow the money as and when you need it. The problem is the people that are going to give you one of these kind of flexible loans want to see 3 years worth of bank statements. A bank is an umbrella that will give you, a bank is an organisation that will give you an umbrella when it's not raining. Well, this one came out of the blue. They Fact to me, when I didn't think I needed, well, I didn't think anybody would touch me after everything that had gone on before, and they got me back on my feet. So I have turned around, and it's kind of a moot point anyway, and I said, and the thing is, I said, Pia, if you get someone else in, we'll give you a sign-up fee of a grand. And then when I said it, I thought, okay. And I thought, well, if you could just get them to sign up, but then that's not really fair, is it? I thought, well, I'll tell you what, I'll try and help them. If someone says they're going to sign up, I'll support them, give them half a chance of getting out there. And the little voice at the back of my head went, do you really want that? You kind of got enough going on at the moment anyway, trying to get everything up and running. Do you really need to sort someone else out? And then I kind of thought, well, if I can sort someone else out, if I can get someone to be in the same position that I am, I mean, a few people have turned around to me and said, thanks for the videos, as a result of which I've gone out and done it on my own, and it's changed my life. I'm much happier. And do you know what? I'll take that. But I thought, well, you could try a bit harder. You could go, look, if you want to do it, I'd even help you get to where you are, and you could get someone else out of it. As it is, no one's gone for it. And do you know what? I'm breathing a sigh of relief. So I didn't really want to do it anyway. I've got enough of my... That said, if you want to, I'll still do it. But I don't really want to. You know, it is what it is. So, yes, the simple way is, the best way would be to save your money and then start on your own. But that's in a universe that I don't live in. Because it's like saying, well, the best way... You know, what you really should do is you should eat healthy and you should go to bed every night and you should run and you should lift weights, so you should never do anything wrong and you should never swear. And we all know what you should do, but sometimes we don't. And sometimes we don't because it's just a little bit too monumental. And there's no way I'd still be there. So, yeah, you're all right. And if you can all do it without a factoring company, in fact, if you can do it, you're a better man than me. Stick something in the comments. I'll get you a T-shirt. I've got T-shirts now. I went for large and double extra large because I kind of figure if you're small or medium, you can wear a large. And if you're extra large or double extra large, you can wear an extra large. My wife's a big mistake. You should have gone extra large and double extra large. Everyone likes a big T-shirt. Is she? I don't know. Anyway, also on the other subject, while we're still on factoring companies, Mark Smith said, never use factoring company or take 60 days minimum payment. Sometimes I work on 75. Welcome to CX. Anyone out there going, yeah, we do that too. It's hard enough to make a decent wedge as it is. Don't think new starters will thank you for your advice. ! I usually agree with you 100%, but beg to differ on this one. Like I say, it's not a matter of choice. Sometimes it is a matter of you don't have a choice. You either start with a factoring company or you don't start at all. That's what I had. Like I say, no chance. As for never use the factoring company, a lot of people out there will say, we don't accept factoring companies. And I can understand why. Factoring companies are a pain. They'll ring you up before the invoice has been paid to make sure it's been paid, then on the day it should be paid, then after the day it should be paid, despite the fact you paid it and said you haven't paid the invoice. They are a pain, which again is why my one was a winner, because it only dealt with 10 of my customers. So it had a customer base. They got on speaking terms. They speak to each other. It went over there. It was great. It worked really well for me. But ultimately, the bottom line is this. It's not about me. I just tell you about me. You do you. And if you've got a better way of doing it, or you've got another way of doing it, or if you can certainly get away with starting without a factoring company, for crying out loud, do. It's grief. You've got to do the accounts thing. If you get into one, particularly one that wants all of your invoices, you'll never. It's getting out. It's really, really hard. But if you have to take one, like I had to take one, my one I think is the best one to take because it will let you factor a small amount of invoices to a small amount of people. And like I say, I've been doing it for a year, and I can actually say that's it. I'm done. And that's the bottom line. Obviously, I've got quite sort of up about it. Because a lot of time I think of people, did you even watch the video? Or did you just watch the beginning bit? That went, factoring company, oh, there you go. He's on about factoring companies. He's trying to take loads of money off people. I'm not trying to tell anybody to do anything. I've never told anybody to do anything. I am not telling you to join the Career Exchange. Do not sign up with Insurance Revolution and do not take a factoring company. There you go. I've told you not to do it. You do you. I just tell you what I do, and I tell you what works for me. You do you. And if I can help you, I will, because I want to.
There you go.
And finally on the subject, Niall Wilson says, he says, it's not all monuments, is it? He says, well done, Pete. I can't go down this route. I've got stuff going on at the moment, having to drop back from full-time to part-time. No, it happens. You do you. I hope everything's okay. He said, don't bother with the negativity, as you bet they're not doing well. They may be, they might not be. I hope they are. I genuinely do. As you said, 10% to the factoring company. That's another thing, because they say they take 3%. They don't. By the time we've taken fees, at least I'm being honest, you know, company they are running illegally. It's a profit, van, targets, 6 months. You have to pay everything, insurance, you know, it's basically everything that I've just said. Niall, I hope everything's okay in your world, mate. Sorry if you had to drop down to part-time. I'm not going to pry, but I don't know why. Yeah, I was going to say something about that. I've completely forgotten what it was now. Yeah, that was the thing I was going to say. It's like the old Mob and Dragons did. Well, they walk in and they go, well, you know, we want it, but we want 25% of the company. Oh, you really want to give 10% of the company? I'm sorry, we're going to walk away. And I always think, for their contacts and for their launch and all that, I personally said I would always rather have 10% of 100 grand than 100% of nothing. Because 100% of nothing is nothing. And if you've got no choice, and if you've got another choice, once again, can't make it clear enough, don't do it, go the other way. But if you've got no choice, I think this is a good way to go. You don't even have to do it through me. Ring them up, they're called eCapital. You can say you saw the videos, or don't say you don't take the videos. I don't really mind. All I want is people to be happy. I hope it works. So, that's the end of that one. There'll probably be more next week, I should imagine, because it's only Thursday. Although in your world it's Saturday, Sunday, which is Molly and David's wedding anniversary, which means we're taking baby Eli to the Swan for Sunday lunch, which was the pub that David actually proposed to my daughter in. Proposed in the local pub. How romantic. And then, they didn't get married in the local pub, they got married here. Why would you not? So they're actually, and then they're seeing the baby for the first time, which will be pleasing. So that's a good way to spend a Sunday. Which brings us on to miscellaneous. Mark says, got a lot of A's and R's in. He says, thanks for the mention, getting my head around the CX. Now, thanks to your advice. Oh, please, it worked for you, mate. Glad, yeah. And this is Mark G on The Mark Couriers. So if you see on The Mark Couriers, on the mark, so that's on the mark. That's quite clever. On the mark, get set, go. On the mark, careers, guys, you started. Let's give this guy a break. Dale Steele says, Pete, you are a qualified transport manager, aren't you? No, I'm not. I'm Nick the Urban Trucker's my transport manager. I was dead lucky to get him as well, because what Nick doesn't know about lorries, no one needs to know. No, I've never done the course. I've thought about it. But it's, what, a 17% fail rate? If you want to do it properly, 2 weeks in the classroom. And why, in the nicest possible way, do I need to know about double manning on a ferry and what brakes you've got to have when you're driving to Lisbon? Well, basically, I drive to Milton Keynes and back. Or don't, as today you actually pan out to be. We'll do that video. I might do it in a minute. But no, I am not a qualified transport manager. I'm not that bright. Asamoah says, would you get much work on the CX from Suffolk or Norfolk? No. We've done this one before. I'll probably do a link onto, like, you know, places to go. Alan used to call it the ghost. And kind of it's a cut-off that if you go past this point, you'll get the work going out, but you won't get the work coming back. So if you're tramping, you've got a better chance in Suffolk than Norfolk, because if I've got my geography right, and bear in mind everything on this channel is wrong, or at least largely erroneous. If you're going that Suffolk way, you're kind of in your Ipswich, Stansted, sort of Cheltenham? Is that that way? Wells was career driver. But there are places out there. As soon as you go up to Norfolk, it tends to be potatoes. So it's tougher. You have to head this way back a bit to get to like Ely, Cambridge. You can go across towards Northampton, but no, on the whole, it's not a great area. Just look around you. If you look around you and you see lots of industrial estates full of units, there's work. If you see lots of fields full of crops, there's not work. Like if you see fields of cows, if you see beautiful mountains, rolling things, or the sea, it's not a lot of work. Fish don't tend to post on the Courier Exchange. If they do, I've not seen them. Gary MC says, he said, I'm 35 and only have 7.5 ton. Don't really know where to go with that, but thanks for letting me know. And finally, Steve Gregory says, great videos you're producing. Well, some people think so. Some people don't. And to be honest with you, I do it. I don't get it. I'm just incredibly grateful people watching. I just try and help. So that's it. Let's hear it. Come on. Let's hear what you all think about it. And like I say, and in the meantime, I've got to work out to post T-shirts to people. And tomorrow I've got... Nice. I'm going to... I've got Leighton Buzzard going to Harpenden. Not Harpenden. Hatfield. I thought that would be easy. And it comes in. Marks and Spencer's. You need a passport to get into Marks and Spencer's. They call it a passport. It's a booking reference, but woe betide you haven't got it. And then I've got to pick up in late and buzz, and then I'm done. So this is me sorted. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm sure I will too. And I will catch up with you next week. Take care. Take money.